Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome again to this week's segment of KH Radio, Love, Forgiveness, and Second Chances. I know we hear some background noise. We might be having a little bit of technical. There it is. Gracious Father, we thank you on tonight. We glorify your name, O God, for you are awesome, mighty, strong in battle, O Lord. There is none like you, none like you, O God. God, I lift up my voice to give you praise and honor and glory for all the wonderful things you have done in our lives. I thank you, Father, for drawing us once again to this place where we seek your face and honor your name, God, and lift up praises and give you glory. Oh, Father, if it had not been for you, where would we be? And I just want to honor you tonight, God, with the fruit of my lips. But I pray now, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Hide me behind the cross. And use me as a vessel, Father, an instrument of your peace. Download your word, O God, and speak to the masses. Give us a word on tonight from the throne room of God that would ignite us, that would fill us, that would restore us, that would renew us. Cause us, God, to come up higher into your presence and show your glory in this realm of earth. God, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I just want to say thank you for joining in with us tonight. Our reading on tonight is going to come from the book of Samuel, and what God has downloaded in my heart and in my spirit is the heart that God desires. And so if you want to read along with me, you can, but I'm starting at the first verse, the first book of Samuel. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for the man looked on the outer appearance, but the Lord looked on the heart. And then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, thou remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal. Anoint him, for this is he. We're talking about the heart that God loves. This is the story about David. King Saul had disobeyed God when God told him in the heat of battle to kill everything. And Saul refused to obey God. Now we know the scriptures that says obedience is better than sacrifice. God wasn't the one who wanted a king in the first place. The people wanted a king. And God gave them what they wanted. But Saul disobeyed God. And the very thing as he walked in the anointing of a king, God not only rejected him, but he removed his anointing, and Saul didn't even recognize him. God sent him to Jesse's house to anoint a new king. Samuel was there with Jesse, and Jesse ran through all of his sons. But the very one that he wasn't even going to call out was the one that God chose. Now, sure, we know the story of David and Goliath and how his brothers were even soldiers on the front line. But here comes this ruddy-looking shepherd boy with five stones and a sling to defeat the giant. What made David so attracted to God that God would choose him over the tall, the mighty, the strong? What was it about David? Now, I just read to you that God had told Samuel, don't look at the countenance or the size or the stature of a man, because man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks upon the heart. David was a shepherd boy, but David would be out on the backside with the sheep worshiping God. David was a worshiper. David loved God. David put God first. He communed with God. He spent time with God. And David had learned to obey God. He knew God's voice. And David respected the anointing so much that even when Saul was pursuing him to destroy him, and David had the opportunity to kill Saul, he wouldn't touch it because of who he was. Because God had once anointed Saul to be king. Sometimes we look to the one who may have the greatest ability to speak. We look at the stars. We look at those who are popular, who have gained notoriety. And we may overlook the ruddy ones. We may overlook the homeless ones, not realizing that that may just be the one that God has chosen. I knew this woman, mighty minister of God. She spent time day in and day out in God's word, closing herself off to the things of God, walking upright before God, serving God, walking in his anointing, helping people wherever she went, always talking about the Lord. Her conversation was nothing but about God. She was in love with God. She used to say that she was his favorite because that's the relationship that she had with the Father. She put him above everything. But just so happened in her lifetime, she got married. And come to find out that her husband used to be a drug addict. And somewhere in their relationship, that call for the drugs drew him away. And he found himself in the streets doing drugs and stealing from his wife to support his habit. She was the minister, and he was the crackhead. This is a true story. And she got to the point where she was angry and bitter towards him. And she was done. She couldn't change him. It seems like he preferred the drugs over his family. He was addicted. He was hurting. But he would hear those drugs calling him and he would go. And then she heard the Spirit of the Lord speak to her one day. And he told her, his heart is purer than yours. Wow. That kind of really threw her for a loop that God would tell her that. When she was serving him, walking up right before him, not in sin, but God looks at the heart, while man looks at the outer appearances. And so she went back to God and she repented and made the adjustment because he truly did love her and she loved him. But he had a problem that only God could fix. See, God has put hidden treasures in earthen vessels. And he allows many people to go through troubles and trials and disappointments in the eyes of others, Some commit crimes. Some fall on hard times. Some are unfaithful. Some are ungrateful. Some are murderers, just like David. But God said David was the apple of his eye. When God would tell David or send a prophet to David and tell him what he did wrong, David didn't hide his sins under a bushel or under a rug. David would go before his God and repent. When God gave David an instruction, David did not ignore the voice of God. David would obey because he honored God and he reverenced God for who he was. And the scriptures say that he was a man after God's heart. God delighted in David. Didn't matter that David wasn't perfect. But David loved God above all else. And David was willing to do whatever God told him to do. David was a worshiper. And that's what God says. He says, I'm seeking those who would worship me in spirit and in truth. There was no king who the scriptures describe as was the apple of God's eye like David. God had a special affection for David. So we have to be careful who we judge, because judgment belongs to God. And we have to be careful who we put down, because God knows what's in the heart of man. It's in the book of 2 Timothy. There's this story about the house. I was reading this and it came to me, you know, we used to say this child's nursery rhyme, the house that Jack built. But this is the house that God built. And he says, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, everyday use. The thing is that God made vessels of honor, and he made vessels of dishonor. But he made them all for his own good pleasure. We may not understand, because we look through a lens that may not be clear, instead of looking through the eyes of God, who knows what he created, who knows that it is his breath that he put inside of each and every one of us. He knows the purpose and the plans that he has for each of us. And he allows it to destroy us, but to build us. I was reading somewhere where it says that God took pleasure in crushing David, because even when he crushed David, even in the bad times in David's life, David didn't have a defeated attitude. David would rise above every situation with God on his side and he would commune with God, and he would talk to God, and he would tell God, God, you defeat my enemy. He would pull on the anointing, and he would pull on the power of God, and he would speak God's word. Not only was he a king, he was a warrior, a soldier, but he was a lover of God. And he exhibited that through his worship. He was a fornicator. He was an adulterer. And he messed up time and time again. And the things that he did not understand, he would go back to God and ask him what he did wrong. And he was chosen. Not because of his countenance, not because of his stature, not because of any degrees he had, but he was chosen because he was a man after God's own heart. It's not easy being chosen because we go through the fire and we go through the test. Easy being chosen because when others offend us or others hurt us, God expects us to forgive, and he expects us to restore. He doesn't expect us to whine and complain, nor does he expect us to retaliate in such a way that will cause another man to fall. Expects us in the midst of those trials, in the midst of those troubles, for us to come to him like Jesus did, like Stephen did when he was being stoned, and say, God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To be the expression of love in the earth. Because he loved us. What he did for us, he wants us to do for others. And as Jesus was in the garden praying for us, praying to God, before he went to the cross, telling God that, God, I will not lose a one that you have put in my hand. He wants us to do the same for others, to pray for others, even though they're not perfect. Because if we look back over our lives, neither were we, or neither are we. I still make mistakes. But I want my heart to be after God. I want God to look and be pleased with my heart. A lot of times our hearts are broken and troubled. But he said a broken and a contrite heart he would not despise. When we give with a cheerful heart, a cheerful countenance, it pleases the heart of God. Come to God with our sacrifices of praise and our sacrifices of worship, to just love on him. He's pleased. But when we come and we're able to love others, pleases the heart of God. So I just wanted to, that was the thought that was on my heart tonight. about what pleases God. And he said that he's perfecting those things in us. We're to look like him. We're to talk like him. We're to love like him. We're to bear one another's burdens. And if someone is crying, we should cry with them. But also, we should be able to lift them up and encourage them and help them through. God's greatest gift to himself was us, sons and daughters, kings and priests, a holy nation of children that he could call his own. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you on tonight that you do call us your children and you call us your own. We thank you for the heart that you have towards us. And we thank you for the relationship that we have towards you. We thank you, Father, for the dangers that you've kept us from. And we thank you, Father, that you call us to a place in you, God, and that you're every day you teach us new things, you show us new things, you show us more of you, Lord. And Father, I just want to say thank you. I thank you, Father, for the blessings that you bestowed upon me today. I bless you, Father, for how you favored us today, how my husband doesn't have to have surgery. But God, there's someone laying in a hospital bed who needs you, someone who's hurting. And so, Father, I lift them up, God, because they may not be so fortunate, but you're still in control. And there's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. So I thank you, and I trust you. And I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of your Son, amen. The lines are open for any comments, any prayer requests. Those on the line who have gone through fiery times and tests and who are so willing to pray and to help guide those who are lost or hurting or just need encouragement. So the lines are open. You're not alone. God is here.
Mr. Harris, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great job, young lady. Great job. You use a lot of words, but you got your point across, and that's all it takes. I went to the hospital today for my first checkup after surgery last month. And the doctors told me, he said, I'm several months ahead of schedule as soon as my knee healing. It still hurts, but the flexing and the things he wanted me to do today, I could do it without any, you know, it's flexing the way it should. They said, I'm ahead of people that had their surgery 2 or 3 months ago. And I just had mine the 30th of last month. So I thank y'all for the prayers y'all gave me before I went to the hospital to put my soul at ease about the surgery. I've been rehabbing myself. I told them I know my body better than anything. You show me what you want done, and I'm not coming back until y'all want me to come out here for a checkup. And said, I guarantee you, I'll do my rehab. So I've been working my body out since I was 5 years old, and it showed off today. they took me a walker and gave me a cane today.
Amen.
Actually, one of my doctors told me to say, cut back. Said, don't overdo yourself. Says, and I just keep doing your surgery, but we think you're overworking it. So I'm going to do what they told me to do. Anyway, getting back to your sermon tonight, I just wanted to thank y'all for, because I know what y'all prayed for me. That night I was scared. I done had a lot of dreams about I lay down on the table and I don't get up, I die. I was scared that night I talked to y'all. So I let y'all know about it. And prayer moves mountain of fear. I had a mountain of fear in front of me. And prayer moved that mountain. And I'm very grateful for the prayer warriors and sisters, brothers and sisters that prayed for me. Now getting back to the sermon. When I got out that sermon, God will take the least of us who we think is the least. If I was whole as pure, willing to serve him, to obey him, he'll raise us up to do mighty things. And look what he did to King David, the youngest, the ruddy one. If you've ever had a ruddy word, ruddy, it means he was his color, it was his complexion. He was a reddish brown. Look the word up. Black man, but they want to say because he had red hair, he was a white man. I know some black people born with blonde hair. I know black people born with red hair. You know, so the color of your hair don't denote ethnic background. That's what they use to prove. That's what they used to prove that David was a white man by his hair being red. So what? He had red hair. Like I said, I've seen black people born with red hair, blonde hair, green eyes, blue eyes. You know, so I know what David was a black man. And I'm not harking on that, but he took the least of Jesse's boys, who Jesse thought should have been anointed king. So what the Samuel told him, that they ain't the one. You sure you don't have another one? Yeah, I got the youngest, but he's ruddy. Young boy, go get him, and immediately and Samuel feed him, felt his spirit, and the anointing on him, said, this the one. He pulled the oil on his head and prayed over him, said, this is the king of Israel. So you know what? Raise us up to do mighty things. And that's all I want to say about it. The last thing I'm going to say to you again, my sister, you did a great job. So last old.
Thank you.
Great job. Simple, direct to the point. Highly intelligent.
Well, I only gave you what he gave me.
That's what you're supposed
him.
To do.
It's him.
Don't take me the words. Don't take me the words. God is not long-winded. God is direct, short, right to the point. What do he want you to do? Serve me, worship me as the one true God, and look what I do for you. Serve me from a pure heart, worship me from a pure heart, praise me from a pure heart, and watch what I do for you.
And that's one thing I can say. I surely have seen that manifest in my life. Even
yes, ma'am.
When you don't expect it. Sometimes you don't even believe it. Like you say, you be walking in fear and think God won't, and God just do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask, do, think, or even imagine. I was thinking, and you brought that back to me because I was going to mention that, you know, about the 10 lepers that came and Jesus healed the 10. And one came back to say thank you.
Amen.
One came back to worship him and to follow him.
Amen.
And I was thinking about that today because in December my husband had a stroke, a mild stroke. And today they did this procedure on him that he thought was going to be evasive, and I had spoke to someone, and they were telling me about the procedure, and fear started coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But God, step in. And what we thought was going to be long and tedious and that he may have to have surgery, and the surgeon came back and he said that, oh, this can be treated with medication.
Amen. See there?
Surgery.
Not
only
surgery.
God.
Only God.
Because there's so many more that don't make it.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful.
Yes.
He's still working on me, though.
Amen. Lady, it ain't none of us perfect. And I think you heard me say this before, sister. I don't need to be perfect. I need to have a willing heart and a willing spirit. And he that dwells within me is perfect.
Yes.
And that's all that counts.
Yes.
Do you know what, sister? Can I share this with you? I'm not bragging about nothing I've done outside of God's kingdom, the things I've done. I did some awful things. I'm like David. I tell everybody, I strive to be like Jesus. I strive so hard every day to be like Jesus. But I find myself, as too many in the Bible, I know that I got a lot of that same spirit in me. I got a whole lot of King David in me. And I got a whole lot of Peter in me. I'm very impulsive. Preacher man know it. What comes up in my mind comes out of my mouth. I'm impulsive like Peter. And I tell you this here too. I'm like King David. I'm a praying man. I pray all the time. But I grab my sword and tie my sword around my waist and pull it out and say, all right, my mighty man, let's go see how many heads we can take today. I will do that. So you know what? And I'm not bragging about it, but I'm a truthful person. And in the end, if I let the Holy Ghost have his way, I'm going to get my crown. That's all that matters. That's all. God can do anything. He can do anything. If he can call the world into existence out of nothing, the whole universe out of nothing, just speak it and it happens. He can do anything. He can change your old crazy country boy like me from being impulsive and want to cut somebody's head off to keeping my mouth shut like King Solomon said. Even a wise man is counting the food until you open his mouth. So you learn to be quiet sometimes, sit back and watch. And watch God do what he's supposed to do. Quit trying to be God yourself and let God be God. And everything's going to be all right. I've had to learn that.
I think we've all had to learn that. But the thing that blessed me the most about he was showing me through the scriptures is that we don't have to be perfect and shiny. Because he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
There you go.
He takes the least. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. It's those things that we as human beings want to throw away. You know, it's a lot of things I don't understand, how a person can treat their animal better than they can.
Amen.
Sister, brother.
Amen.
I don't understand it.
I understand that myself. How can you say you love God, who you've not seen, and treat your fellow man worse than a snake? How can you do that? You don't have no love for God in your heart if you're doing that to your fellow man. You're pretending, you're faking, you're shaking. And God goes, do you know the difference? The parable about the tares and the wheat? The tares look just like wheat. And what did Jesus teach? Let them grow up. Let them get grown. But you know, you can tell the difference in a tare and a wheat. When a wheat is fully grown, it bows its head. The top of it gets so heavy until it bows. But a tare stands tall and straight. That's the difference between a tare and a wheat. They separate themselves at maturity. And as I said, that to say, to see the parable is, The heart will tell who's a true Christian. Your actions, your deeds. You can say it out your mouth all night, all day for 1,000 years. But it's the deeds and your actions. That's who tell the difference in the truth, the difference in a real Christian. And I'm not trying to hog the lines, but I'm just happy for the sermon you gave tonight. It's a lot of, it's a whole lot can be taken from that sermon. Whole lot.
So amen, amen. God bless you.
The line for somebody else to come on in now.
God bless you.
I'm not the only one that enjoyed it.
Amen, amen. This is Mother Bobby.
Thank
what
you.
I received tonight, Sister Valerie, was concerning men's heart. God searches the heart.
Amen.
Even when Saul messed up, he said, Samuel, choose a king. But he did not look on the outer court of a person. He didn't look at how good he looked, how handsome he was, or how he spoke, or what kind of haircut he had. He looked on the heart. So tonight, God is looking at our heart. It's not what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside. This is how David was chosen to be the king. Because of his heart. He took care of what he had to do without complaining, mumbling, and grumbling. The Proverbs tells us, 4:23 says, and the New International Version tells us, above all else, guard your heart.
Amen.
For everything that you do, it flows from your heart. This verse is one of the keys to understanding Proverbs. For the human heart is the source of each person's actions, his words, and his thoughts. People have a problem, though. Their hearts are broken and sinful. Proverbs makes this clear that when it says, who can say, I have kept my heart pure, I am clean and without sin? Who can say, I have kept my heart pure, for I am clean and I am without sin? Proverbs 22:15 tells us that folly is bound up in the heart. For a child. But the rod of discipline will drive it far away. But the reason is why people behave badly. It is because their heart. Jesus observed that this reality is when he said that evil words proceed from an evil heart. Matthew 12:33-37. Jesus and Beelzebub. Jesus knows our thoughts. Whoever is not with me is against me.
Amen.
Whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander, it can be forgiven. But blaspheming against the Spirit would not be forgiven.
Amen.
Anyone
thank
who
you,
speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come.
Amen.
Either make the tree good and its fruit will be good. Make it bad and its fruit will be bad. So it's coming from the inside. If the inside is righteous, then the outside will already glow. But the greatest of it is when God calls you. The greatest anointing on your life is when you are going through. So therefore, I'm saying tonight that you are all out there. Guard your heart.
Amen.
Because God knows what's in there. You can tell me anything, tell anyone anything you want, but God knows your heart.
Amen.
When you go before him, ask him to search my heart. Don't ask him to search someone else's. Ask him to search my heart.
My heart.
That I will be righteous with him and that I will do the things that he called me to do. I will love like he said love. I will love my neighbors, my enemies. I will feed the hungry. I will spend my last dime on a meal. That's the heart of God for our lives. And that's what I received out of tonight. Was many are called, but few are chosen.
You're chosen.
Do the work that God called you to do. And guard your own heart. And then you ask God first to clean it. Fix your heart, because I don't know who has your blessing. It could be your neighbor, it could be your friend, it could be someone you never laid your eyes on. But there's a blessing that if God has it for you, it's for you. So guard your heart. And don't be so quick to ask or to tell someone just because they doesn't have this big cathedral or a big ministry with their name on the plaque. That you can't tell me nothing and you can't do anything for me. But the anointing that God put on your life,
amen.
Man didn't put it on it. But if you have a problem with it tonight, you go to God and ask God, why, God? Why such anointing on their life? Not because they were so great or so smart, but because they were the least of the least of them. I called them, I anointed them, I appointed them, and I know tonight that they will stand up and say, thus said the Lord, no
Amen.
Matter how many love them or how many don't love them. God bless you. I love you. Thank you, Sister Valerie, for Church Word, letting us know that Samuel should have known in the beginning he had been through trials, but he didn't say it in first, but he told him that he knew in the first place, that God did not look on the outer, but he looked on the inner. He looked at his heart.
Amen.
And so that he was worthy and that he would be obeyed and do the work that he called him to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Even his enemies, he played for him and danced. And there was evil spirit that came upon him. So don't see what God won't do. Amen, because we serve a mighty loving God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, and God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mother Bobby, that was powerful. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Now he says, the heart of man is desperately weak. No man can but God. And then, like you said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak.
Yes.
One of my favorite
all of these evils, they come from inside, Mother.
Amen. Yes.
And that's what defiles a person.
Yes.
Since humans have heart issues, they need a new heart for real and lasting change. But we can go to Deuteronomy and he tells us to obey the law when their hearts are not turned towards God. Your heart must be turned towards God. You can look in Deuteronomy 5 and 29, Deuteronomy 30 and 20. You can also look in Matthew 5 and 17, and it will confirm, hallelujah, about your heart. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you.
Yeah, I like it when with that prayer that says, create in me a clean heart.
Amen.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Yes.
Because, once a person come to Christ. This is out of my own experience. When I received God, when I truly came to Christ, and I could feel the like I was washed on the inside, and I felt the joy of this assurance that I had in this relationship that was beginning in my life, and it felt like I was just clean on the inside. But the next day, I'm like, wait a minute, something is wrong, because I'm thinking that I'm going to feel this cleanliness every day. I'm not going to have the same thoughts I used to have. But, you know, there's a scripture that says you got to work out your salvation
within
trim. Now, salvation is a free gift. But that doesn't mean that everything is going to happen in an instant. It's some things you got to walk out, some things you got to work out, and you work that out through your relationship with God and through the Word, because the Word is a cleanser.
Amen.
The more Word you're washed and you cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word of God.
Jesus.
Even if you don't understand what you're reading, but when you begin to hide His Word in your heart, it begins to do something, because the Word is spirit and the Word is life. It's not something that's tangible that you can touch, but it works. It's like a secret agent of God that goes in and cleans up things on the inside of you. It'll convict you when you're walking in error, but it also carries mercy and it carries grace with it, and it carries the repentance with it, because God has a way by His Spirit, the things that are not of Him, He will convict you of them. But when you ask Him to give you a clean heart, when you ask Him for forgiveness, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
Now, that's relationship with the Father who loves us so much.
Yes.
Even though we may not be perfect, He's perfecting us.
Yes.
And we have to, He tells us to not to judge another man, but we can judge ourselves. We have to check. I call it a heart check. Every now and again, we got to check ourselves.
Check yourself. Amen.
And go to God with those things that are not like Him. Confess those things and ask Him to come in and clean that up. I used to didn't like people. I'm just going to be honest. I had conversations with God. I'm saying, God, I don't know how you deal with the whole world. I'm having trouble with my four and plus one. How you do this?
Thank you, Lord.
But I found myself on my face asking God to teach me to love. Because through the experiences that I was having and looking at Him as who I thought He was, I didn't have what it took for Him to, you know, because He was calling me to do a work. And I'm like, but I don't like people. Now, you may not know that. If I never said that, you never would know that. Because everybody know I love people.
Yes, yes.
I didn't do it on my own. It was the Word. It was the prayer. It was the calling out to God to change my heart.
Yes.
Because I understood that something on the inside of me wasn't right. And I wanted to change. I was desperate to change, but I could not change myself. It took a holy God with His holy Word to process me and walk me through the process.
Amen.
And I still recognize that I'm not that perfect one, because there's only one. But I'm going after that.
Amen.
I desire to be like him.
Amen.
I want his love to be expressed in my life. Not so much to say that Valerie loves this person, but to say that I love God so much that I want to love what he loves and I want to hate what he hates.
Thank you.
If that makes any sense.
That
makes a lot of sense.
Amen. Said do it.
And he does it.
Thank you.
For all those who call upon his name.
Yes.
He's our Father. He won't turn us away when we come to him.
Amen.
Amen.
And we,
amen.
Another thing that I know is we cannot manipulate God. We cannot deceive God. He knows everything about us. And so we have to come to him in honesty and be naked before a holy God.
Amen.
If we really want our lives to be different.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anyone else? Do we have time?
Yes, we got time. Yes, we got time. Somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody else.
Sister Valerie, I just want to say thank you, Sister Valerie, the gentleman that spoke, Dr. Hunter, and Mother Bobby. It's really been an awesome lesson. And just to hear the passion of how Lord is working in your lives and out of our lives, and just your last testimony, it's just been wonderful. And thank you all for just teaching so passionately tonight. So thank
Amen.
The Lord for our heart and how we are all a children after God's own heart. I know I am. So thank you
Lord,
for the
yes.
amazing teaching. And I love you all so much. Thank you.
Love you too. Amen.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody
Anyone else?
Is it all right if I share this a little bit song with you? Not all of it, just a little of it with you.
Yes, ma'am.
You have time? Amen.
You got to make your mind. Nobody can change the way I feel about Jesus. I'd like to see the hands of all the Christians in the building. Are you going to wait on Jesus? Are you going to keep your hand in God's name? I'm just like that tree that's planted by the water. Nobody can change the way I feel about it. Every time I think of his goodness, something moves on. Something I would like to know from you, church. Have God been good to you? Have God been good to you? Let me see you waving. Church.
Time has passed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you all for listening. That's the way my soul is wrapped around the tree. Can't let go. When the storm rides, we can't let go. Accident. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, Mother.
Amen. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Hey, preacher man, you there? Brother,
amen.
You there? Oh. Brother Hunter.
I heard him. I don't know if he's still on or not.
I'm here. I'm on the background.
I got a message God told me to tell you, Brother Hunter.
All right.
And you listen from me to what God told me to tell you.
Okay,
you stand
all right.
Firm. You staying firm, Brother Hunter. You staying firm and you staying tall in the vision that God gave you.
Amen.
Don't you
give
1 inch to the right, to the left, to the front, or to the back. You staying tall in it, Brother Hunter. As I told
all
you
right,
the other day,
amen, brother.
Today,
amen.
If you need somebody to fight with you physically, I'm going to fight with you spiritually. I'm going to always pray. But if something out here is going to war with them, I will bruise a few heads for you. So now you take that to heart. I'm serious.
Amen. Amen. I take it to heart. Likewise. Likewise. Likewise.
Likewise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Likewise. I take it to heart. I understand
thank
what
you.
You're saying. I want to thank God for what you said. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you. God gave it to
amen.
Me to tell you this the other day when you got off the phone
amen.
With me.
I receive it. I'm like Mother Bobby said. I'm like that tree. I'm wrapped
that's
around
sir.
That tree.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Teacher Valerie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Mother Bobby, with that last comment that you made, it reminded me there's no giving up.
No giving up.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to run this race. We're going to finish our course. We're going to keep the faith.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
we thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for
the
words
of
wisdom. We got more time? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We got more time.
But
I'm hearing what God is doing. I had more time. Perhaps somebody else want to say something. That want to hear what
Amen.
God is saying. It's talking to the whole world. So you got a word to speak to somebody out there? Speak it right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
8934. You got a word you want to speak tonight to somebody? 8934, that's your last four of your your phone number. I'm looking at it. Got so many lines on it. I'm just trying to see. I see some are closed or some open. I'm just trying to make sure you hear what God used to teach you to teach
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Are you there? 8934. 8934.
Thank you, Jesus.
55. 5534. Are you there? Your last four of your phone number. Are you there? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hello. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One thing I will say tonight while some more people are probably sit back listening, and I want to say tonight, on Monday night, what God is doing in me, what God has done through me, from the rising of the sun to the setting of it, God is answering all our prayers. And somebody out there is still calling on God. And I want to tell you something. I call on him every moment. I keep calling them. I said, Lord, should I add more time?
Yes.
And next thing I know, I'm adding time because
Amen.
Sometimes we might ever get this opportunity to go on this blog, talk radio, and tell the world somebody out there is listening. Somebody's listening.
Yes.
And the word that go forward can draw them into the body of Christ. Our intent, our purpose, our standard is to preach the word of God and love the word of God. I will say this to y'all, sir. I've invited some people in to listen. Perhaps they've seen what we're doing. They may understand what we're doing. But I want to let them know, I thank you for taking time to even come on law on KESK Radio Station and listen to us and talk with us or listen. But I want to say one thing. There's nothing better than love. Nothing better than love. There's nothing better than love. The love of God is always there. When we stand firm and take God at his word. Like one young man I met, been talking to him, he learned what he's doing in the prison, and God used him. Now he's outside the prison. He's outside doing some things that God put on his heart. And I'm going to go to work with him. I'm going to work with him so that I can present what God has blessed me with so we can work together. It's about me. It's about us. It's about us. That's you is us. Us, as they say, us is us and God in front of us. We want to just say thank God and some other people I met. And I want to thank you, Knight. I want to thank our teacher, Valerie. I want to thank Mother Bobby. I want to thank my brother, Charles, some. And so what God is doing, many on the line. I mean, many on the line. So somebody, if you got something to say it tonight, say it tonight. You might have a cousin, an aunt, an uncle need some prayer. We'll pray with you. We'll believe with you. You may want a job. We're going to pray with you and believe with you. Whatever you need, we're going to stand with you. We've seen things happen like never before.
Amen.
It's all about God using through us. Amen. Anybody else got, anybody got a question, a statement, or got something you want to know? Anybody?
I want to share this if I have a few minutes. My word will not return to me void. God said it. Believe it. That sells it. Isaiah 55:11 says, but it will accomplish what I desire and that I achieve. Mm-hmm. The purpose for which I send it. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God is alive. And not only is it alive tonight, but it's active in your life. Mm-hmm. And it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirits, joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts, the attitudes of the heart. The Jesus said that the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you tonight, they are full of the spirit. And not only are they just full of the spirit, they are also full of life. Because the Lord is not slack concerning his purpose for yours and my life. Amen. Amen. So let us let his word guide you. Let his word reshape you. Amen.
Amen.
Reshape the border of your heart. By God, he will not let his word return unto him void. Actually, what you do tonight, crucify your flesh daily. Choose to surrender to Christ because you must, you've got to, when your name is called, is to stand before the righteous judge. He's the one that write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. He
Book
is
the
life.
One.
He's the
one.
Judge. He is your judge. He has the last say over your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mom doesn't have it. Dad doesn't have it. Sister doesn't have it. Lover doesn't have it. Friend doesn't have it. God has the last say over your life. So come, because it's personal. As Lee Williams said, it's personal. Come on while it is today. Come on, come, come. He said, come. He said, you will know because at the end, it will be walls and rumors of walls. Everything is happening in our world today, with our peoples today. So come. Don't let your life be wasted. Glory to God. Choose life and not death. Amen. Amen. Be
Amen.
Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And one of the things I will say to everybody,
thank you.
I want you to remember to go ahead and vote. But I want to do this while we're on the line
thank
together.
You.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come this night exalting prayer before you, lifting prayer before you. Somebody's on the line with us. Somebody somewhere, we don't even know their name. Somebody came on the line expecting something. But, Father, we know your word. For, Father, when we were down and out, you lift us up and up and over. And then, Father, we want to take this time to say thank you. Thank you for what you've done this morning, this evening, to where we are right now. Thank you for allowing us to come together on KASK radio station. Thank you, Father, for letting us reach out from all these different continents tonight. Somewhere, somebody has heard our voice. It's the word of Jesus Christ speaking through us. And then, Father, that some man in the prison, someone may be in prison. Like the man today, he went out and he kept strutting and strutting, but finally, sin caught up with him. Sin caught up with him. But, Father, we pray for him. We pray that he would repent in his heart, in his heart, in his heart, and say, Jesus, I made a big mistake. Forgive me. Not looking for the flesh to depart, Father, but I pray today for the United States of America, Father. I pray for the White House. Pray for both houses of Congress. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray that they will come to an understanding, Father. And those who are fighting, bringing division, bitterness, it's the enemy. It's Lucifer. He's doing everything he do because he knows his time is coming to a short. But this, Father, right this moment, right now, this time, Father, we just say we love you, we praise you, we adore you, and we magnify your name. Father, there's some woman out there right now crying out. Ain't got no food. Been abused. Been put down. But we pray that you will send some angel in her and give what she needs, Father. And then, Father, may she come to the fullness and repent as the woman that when they took the woman before Jesus. And Jesus stood and brought on the ground. And then they all everybody, because I believe he was saying something. You're a thief, you're a robber, and you're a murderer, and you committed adultery. And then Jesus looked to the lady and said, where are your accusers? He said, none. He said, go and sin no more. I say to that woman, go and sin no more. I say the same thing to that man. Go and sin no more. I pray that men will take charge of their families, will love their wives, will love their grandsons, will do what God has called them to do. Go into the book and see, said, when God does it, he creates things. For, as I said, his purpose. And when we just take notice, Father, man, we just say, thank you, Father. I know I do, Father. When I couldn't breathe, once you were right there breathing for me, Father, I want to thank you tonight while we're on this together. Somebody I may never see or meet, but while we're on this line together, I want to tell them I love them with the love of God. I want to tell them I love them with the peace of God. I want to tell them with the acknowledgement of God. I want them to know you are more than enough because God has made you in his likeness. And I thank you, Father, tonight for allowing me to have these words on this radio station where Dr. Valerie is a teacher, and she allowed me to come on the line with her. I thank you for her, Father. You bless her and keep her, Father, in the prison ministry where she's at constantly working with men and women. And will you bless those, Father, for and near, Father? And I want to thank you this night. My prayer before you is in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen. And praise the living God. Amen. Amen. Teacher Valerie, you're back in charge. Thank you for letting me come on the line and pray. Amen. Thank you, Valerie. Teacher Valerie.
Thank you, Pastor, for praying. So we're going to take that as our evening prayer. That we would close out another segment. And I just want to send blessings and love and pray that each and every one of you have a good night, a good night rest in God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.